From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for April 29, 2014. 2 weeks after the late hard freezes of April 14th and 15th, I talked with Dr. Clark Neely, AgriLife Extension Small Grains and Oilseed Specialist, College Station, about the damage done to wheat. Clark, since April 15th, what's the analysis of the potential freeze damage or possible freeze damage to wheat?
I think what we've been seeing around the state is pretty close to what I was expecting. There's been some spotty reports of freeze damage in parts of the Blacklands, typically between Dallas and Hillsboro. Those reports are spotty. Some fields got hit, some didn't, some were moderate. I looked at a field north of Hillsboro on Thursday last week, and there was a slope on the field, and at the bottom of the field, there was about 50% of the heads were blank or sterile. At the top of the hill, maybe only 10%. And I heard reports out of Bosque County, there was a field or two that was completely wiped out, and then there were a lot of other fields that were just fine and didn't have any damage.
That was my other question. I understand it really got colder for the most part in Central, but I thought there were some teen temperatures up north, North Panhandle, those areas.
No, actually, the Panhandle was warmer than South Plain. They only got down into the mid-20s. The coldest readings were west of Lubbock in like Cochran and Bailey County. They dipped down to 18 or 19 in some spots. I believe out of Cochran County was one of the worst reports. They saw consistent damage to wheat heads that were bleached white.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.